चिरानंदन त्रिभुवन करे जय चरण बंदन नीला चले शंख चक्र गदा पद्म धार नदिया नगरे दंड कमंडलु का नीला चले शंख चक्र गदा पद्म धार नदिया नगरे दंड कमंडलु का के हो बोले पूरवे रावण बधिला गोलोकेर वैभव लीला प्रकाश करीला के हो बोले पूरवे रावण बधिला गोलोकेर वैभव लीला प्रकाश करीला राधार भावे गोरा अवतार हरे कृष्ण मंत्र गौर करिला प्रचार केह बोले श्री राधार भावे अवतार हरे कृष्ण मंत्र गौर करिला प्रचार वासुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़हा जय गौर सही कृष्ण सही जगन्नाथ घोष बोले करी जड़हा जय गौर सही कृष्ण सही जगन्नाथ जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंदन त्रिभुवन करे जा चरण बंदन हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Ram Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivraj Gacharya Stotra Stotra Srimad Bhayangrish Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय श्री श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री श्री गौणिताय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय गंगा मई की जय यमुना मई की जय सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ग्रंथराज श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo. All glorious to assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glorious to assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. So today we'll be reading from Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. Chapter 1, The Spiritual Masters, and text 73-74. Yeah. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanand. Jaya Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। टेक्स्ट 73-74 प्रविष्टेन गृहीतानां कंठे स्वनिकटं स्त्रियः यं मन्येरन्नभस्तावात् भीमाना शतसंकुलम् दिवौकसं सदारणाम् अत्यौत्सुक्य बृहतात्मनम् तत दुन्दुभयो नेदोर् निपेतुः पुष्पवृष्टयः। Translation: when the cowherd girls and Krishna thus joined together, each girl thought that Krishna was dearly embracing her alone. To behold this wonderful pastimes of the Lord's denizens of heaven and their wives, all very eager to see the dance, flew in the sky in their hundreds of airplanes. They showered flowers and beat sweetly on the drums. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Sri Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So dear devotees, we are reading today Chaitanya Charitamrita, and as you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is highly philosophical treatise on Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta. In particular, the Adilila, first 7 chapters are highly philosophical, tattvic, in the sense they are the heart of Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta. In particular, the chapter 1 itself, which is spiritual masters, is even more difficult. So the essence of this chapter is that the absolute truth consists of 6 manifestations. Anybody who knows who are the 6 manifestations of the absolute truth? What is the number 1? Spiritual masters, of course. Number 2, pure devotees. Number 3, incarnation, His incarnation. Number 5, His expansion, number 4, His expansion. Number 5, His energies. And number 6, Swayam Bhagavan, the Absolute Truth Himself. So you should never forget the 6th thing. That together is the complete embodiment of the Absolute Truth. Spiritual masters, devotees, incarnation, expansion, His energies, and Swayam Bhagavan. Now Panchatattva also represent the 6th expansion, but in Panchatattva the spiritual master and devotees are together in the form of Srivasa. Otherwise The incarnation is represented by Advaita Acharya. Expansion is represented by Nityananda. The energy is represented by Gadadhara. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Swayam Bhagavan. If you look at also Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains the absolute truth having five aspects. So if you see there, these five aspects are given in terms of Ishvara, Jiva, Kala, Prakriti and Karma. So different ways to assimilate the sense of absolute truth. When we perform devotional service, the sense of tattva should be within us. And that sense of tattva comes by our adherence to the principle of dissemination of knowledge directly from Krishna to his all parts and parcels, which we call Guru Parampara. So the more adherence, more faithfulness to that process makes us to execute devotional service as per the satisfaction of Krishna. So the in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that ultimately if you look at these six manifestations, they are of two categories. Because Krishna, his expansion, his first expansion is Balaram. And Balaram's expansions are Chaturvyuha, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Vasudeva. And that Sankarsana again manifests in the form of Rama, Narasimha, you know, many, many the presiding deities of the Vaikuntha planets. And the same Sankarsana also manifests into Purusa incarnation, before Purusa incarnation, another Chaturvyuha, and that Sankarsana manifests to Purusa. So this is expansion of Krishna. Expansion of Krishna also we. Expansions of Krishna are also we. Okay. But we are energy expansions of Krishna. So Krishna's expansion in the form of Balaram, Chaturvyuha, that is, and then incarnation. So they are all energetic. They are all Vishnu Tattva. So that is the Vishnu Tattva category or Bhagavan Tattva category. And rest are also expansion, but his energies. So there are two categories. One is Purusa and the other is Prakriti. Purusa and Prakriti. And how Purusa and Prakriti are connected, they are being explained in varieties of philosophical tradition, just like Advaita, particularly in Kali Yuga, the interpretation of Sri Shankara about this connection. Then Ramanujacharya, Vishishta Advaita, Sudha Advaita, Madhvacharya. So like that, varieties of philosophies exist, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a philosophy called Achintya Veda, Aveda Tattva. So this Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva, simultaneous one and different. Prakriti is one with Krishna, simultaneously different. So this explanation is not so easy to internalize, digest. It has variegated connotations, and we need to understand it in a way that makes our devotional service authentic and to the satisfaction of the parampara and Krishna. So that is why tattva is most important in any spiritual practice. Because tattva percolates and pervades a spirit behind all our actions. So here we will try to analyze some of these aspects a little bit from the common sense perspective, from Shastra, and from, you know, and basically we try to understand by deliberating on the Shastra anyway. So let us go back to the verse number 62. Here I'll read the verse number 62 that has already been discussed, where it says, Sadhavo hrudayam maiham, sadhunam hrudayam tuaham, madanme anyatte na jananti, naham tevya managapi. This is a verse. The translation is, this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.68. This is the episode between Durvasa and Ambarisha, when Durvasa will finally take shelter of Vishnu. That time Vishnu would advise Durvasa, and this is one of the verse where it says, saints are my heart, only I am their hearts. They do not know anyone but me. Therefore, I do not recognize anyone besides them as mine. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is pure monism. Pure monism is, devotees, the energies, and Krishna, the Purusa, the enjoyer. They are different in terms of cognitive personality, but they are one in spirit. Whatever Krishna wants, devotee executes. And whatever devotee wants to please Krishna, Krishna provides in the form of intelligence, in the form of ingredients, in the form of everything, Krishna provides. This is pure monism, Advaita, which has been concocted in particularly by Adi Shankara because of certain reason. It is deliberate concoction according to time, place and situation. But now let us go back to a verse in Brahma Samhita where Brahmaji is praying. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prativavi Tavis Tavir Eva Nijarupa Tayakalavi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Krishna's energies are three categories. One is Sandhini. Sandhini represents the Sat feature of Krishna. In particularly, his abodes, his resting place, the space-time. Space-time. We will talk about it little later. What is this space-time? Then, his energies that is emanating from his chit feature, knowledge, called Sambit. And the third feature of his energy is Ladini, pleasure potency. And the totality of the pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani, which we celebrated yesterday, Radhashtami. So what is this Ladini potency? Ladini potency of Krishna is Krishna is one, but he wants to celebrate his opulence. And Krishna is full of rasas. And these rasas expand. And they become infinite. Not only they become infinite, these rasas have the ability, when they expand, they have ability to match Krishna in an equal footing in terms of 64 arts. And so that's why Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tavi Tavi Reva Nijarupa Taya Kalavi. So his internal pleasure potency, Ladini, manifest in terms of unlimited parents because he has Vatsalya Rasa, in terms of infinite friends because he has Sakya Rasa within him, in terms of unlimited girlfriends because he has that conjugal rasa, in terms of unlimited servants because he has that dasya rasa within, and all of them, these expansions, they are expert in 64 arts, because otherwise how one can dare to do handshake with Krishna, or like this particular pastime that is being described, it is part of the prakasa expansion of Krishna. When Krishna expands, he has two categories of expansion. One is prakasa, the other is bilasa. In prakasa expansion of Krishna, Krishna is manifesting in the rasalila in terms of as many gopis or girlfriends who have assembled in the bank of Yamuna. And there every gopi is feeling equal to Krishna. If there is any sense of inferiority, that would not be to the satisfaction of Krishna, because Krishna would like to dance with his equal. Like Krishna's friend is Arjuna. Just like Krishna is expert in 64 arts, so also Arjuna. That is why they are friends, intimate friend. You can't expect someone as your friend unless he is inferior to you. He must be equal to you. And this is what is Krishna. He empowers all these expansion with the ability to come forward with equal potency as much as that of Krishna and dance together as the gopis are doing with Krishna. So this particular verse is saying Krishna is expanding himself in terms of so many devotees, and these devotees are very expert. They are not meek in the term as if they are knowing nothing. No, they are very expert, extraordinarily capable. And they enjoy with Krishna. So Krishna, one, nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eko bahunam, yo vidadhati kaman. is one, but he is becoming many to celebrate his opulence. And because they have to reciprocate with him, he also provides them intelligence, ability and everything, such that they can, without any inhibition, on equal footing, celebrate in his opulence. That means no friend of Krishna feels inferior to Krishna. No girlfriends of Krishna feels inferior to Krishna. So this is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. That is, the same Krishna has become many, and there is no distinction because Krishna has made them expert. But yet, they are his energy expansion. They are his energy expansion. So this Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva starts from the very basic of our ignorance to the very basic of our perfection. In the ignorance, we see a tree here. You see the leaves of the tree are same as tree, because without the leaves, tree has no meaning. But without the leaves, tree still can exist. Why? Because tree has the internal ability to again produce those leaves. Right? So in that sense, you can look at a tree and see the tree and his expansion, which are the leaves, are simultaneously one and different. But within this, this ability of the tree to manifest the leaves again is not so straightforward. Like, I always ask this question, that when you see a tree, you ask, what is the source? What is the source of a tree? Seed. And what is the source of the seed? Fruits. And what is the source of the fruit? So what is the source? Tree or seed? What is the source? So this is what, if you analyze any aspect of this universe, you cannot figure out what is the source, because source is hidden. Source is Krishna, and he is hidden. That's why Mataha Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Mai Proktam Sarvam Iti Sutre Mani Ganaiva. He is hidden everywhere. When the manifestation started, as in Bhagavad Sankhya, Krishna is telling, Kapila is describing to Mother Devahuti that Brahmaji made everything. There are 12 Adityas, there are 11 Rudras, there are 8 Vasus, there are 2 Ashwinis, each one of them given 1,000,000 assistants. Everybody is there. And Brahma is saying, act! The Agni is trying to burn. It is not able to burn. Indra is trying to send forth the rain. Is not able to do it. So everybody tried their best. Nothing is moving. And that is how Krishna entered. And Brahmaji finally prayed to Krishna, what are you doing with me? You told me, gave me the knowledge, I have made all of them. But nobody is able to do anything. And with that prayer, Krishna pervaded into every one of them as super soul. And then Agni started burning, Indra started sending for the rain and so forth. So this is something that we have to recognize, that there is nothing but Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. We need to recognize, like for example, all of you Close your eyes and ears and just imagine that everything, the space around you is shrinking. Just do for 1 minute this exercise. Be silent, close your eyes and start feeling the space around you is shrinking. And remain in that state. So what did you experience? So when you go through that meditation, what is happening? What happened to you?
Congested.
Eh? You felt congested. What about you? So what happened? And then? Go, you have to expand. You have to expand. Did you do that? You didn't do? Anybody else would like to? Yes. 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 So what is happening? Everything is disappearing. Isn't it? You, your friends, the temples, the entire universe is shrinking. So what is this universe is actually? Made up of space and time. The space and time are withdrawn, universe is not there. From where this space and time is coming? Krishna. So, is the space and time is within Krishna? Yes or no? It is within Krishna. So the space and time within Krishna is fully cognizant. Okay? And the space and time here, is Krishna or not? But we don't see Krishna. How? It is coming from Krishna, but we don't feel this is Krishna. Because the same space and time which is manifesting from Krishna and manifesting as unlimited Vaikunthas, Goloka Vrindavan, the same space and time also has manifested in the form of unlimited universes. But in this space and time, Krishna purposefully hides himself. There is no distinction. In one place he is fully manifesting himself. See, in one place he is fully manifesting himself. In another space and time, he is hiding himself. So this space and time, without Krishna, they don't operate. Maya dhekhyana prakriti swete sacharacharam hetunanena kauntaya jagat viparivartate. So this space and time pervading, they are operating because Krishna is present there. But he is present in such a way, he hides himself. Only those who are perfected being, they can see. Others can't see. Right? So what is achintya? Oneness here? Oneness is everything is Krishna's energy. And within Krishna's energy functions only being operated by Krishna. His energy gets empowered by only Krishna. This is the oneness. Krishna and his energy are one, and his energy, they become functional only being empowered by Krishna. Krishna is withdrawn, energy becomes unmanifest. Hare Krishna. So achintya bheda abheda. What is abheda? Oneness. Veda, different. When Krishna hides, things become different. In one sense, because this space and time appears to be different from Krishna, when we are not cognizant about Krishna, then they become different. We are cognizant about Krishna, they are one. The another aspect of oneness and difference is that Krishna's energy is also cognizant. They are cognitive element. Right? Like my body is being operated by my mind, which is a cognitive element. Just like the cosmos is being operated by cosmic mind. You can talk about this cosmic mind in form of the super soul. So there is a cognitive element in each one of us. The body is cognitive. I am cognitive. That means I have the self-power. I understand that I exist. But the moment you go deeper into that, do I exist? I exist, yes. But do I exist? If you ask that question, you say, I don't exist if there is no water. I won't exist if there is no earth. That's what happens. When death comes, what happens? What is the first symptom of death? What is the first symptom of death? Eh? Somebody is saying something? The first symptom of death is you lose the ability to smell. The earth tattva within you disappears, gets separated from you. Losing the power of smelling, then tasting, you lose the ability to taste, see, touch, and finally hear. Gone. This is the process of annihilation. All of us, we are going through this annihilation again and again and again and again. This process is going on. So these cognitive elements that I am talking about, I am cognitive. My body is cognitive because I am cognitive. This is not cognitive. Right? This doesn't have the ability to cognize about itself. But I have the ability. I have the ability. So when you introspect, you realize your ability to cognize also gets disappeared as earth is getting separated. And then, after earth what? Water. Then fire. Then air. Then ether. It goes on. So then you see there is a oneness and difference. What is oneness? As long as earth was with you, you are cognitively aware of smell. And when earth got separated, you are not aware of that. You lose that ability to cognize about the smell. Okay? So this is how, if you go finally in the absolute truth, the only aspect where this cognition is completely and fully manifested, fully manifest independently, is the absolute truth. That is why the definition of the absolute truth is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. Janmadi yasya etaha anayadi taratas charthesu avigya Sorat. Sorat means independent. So while my cognitive abilities depends on so many other things, and those who are Advaitins, by their process of jnana, they separate themselves from everything else and remain within, then they become a speck, a Brahman speck. No activity, nothing. A suspended particle in Brahma Jyoti. Okay? And the sense of cognition is the sense of Brahmananda. Little, but the sense of eternity, the sense of tiny knowledge and tiny ananda. But that is not really the ananda that Krishna experiences. So the absolute truth alone is fully cognizant. Independently. He doesn't depend on anybody else to be cognizant. He is fully cognizant, and his expansions are cognizant because he gives that ability to them. So each of the cowherd boys, cowherd girls, they are empowered by Krishna to become equal to him. So there is oneness when Krishna empowers them, and there is difference when Krishna doesn't empower them, just like all of us. We are part and parcel of Krishna, but we are separated from him. Hence there is difference. So if you look at Krishna's description of this Achintya Bheda and Abheda Tattva is also there in Chatur Sloki of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The Chatur Sloki of Srimad Bhagavad Gita also talks about the same thing in a very... So there Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. So what is meaning of that? Sarvasya. Prabhupada translates it spiritual and material world. Sarvasya, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Sarvasya, material energy, spiritual energy, variegatedness, everything. He is a source. He is a source of everything. Mattaha sarvam pravartate. So there is source, there are emanations, and how these emanations remain connected with the source is the process. And that process also starts from Krishna. To understand the source, just like Brahmaji, he came out of Krishna from the lotus flower. Now he is cultivating that knowledge. What is my source? That is the question he asked. And he searched the source. He went down the lotus stem and is going down, 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 and is not able to find out where is the source. And going up and up and up, he is not able to find out where is the source. So this process of cultivating this knowledge, what is my source, is coming from Krishna. And it says, iti matva, the moment you know your source is most difficult. Brahmaji has to perform 100 years of severe tapasya to understand who is his source. And once you know this source, iti matva, once you know that source, bhajante maam. So how you appreciate the source? Like Arjuna saw this universal feature. In that universal feature, millions of heads, eyes, hands, legs. It's frightening. Arjuna could not relate to that universal form. And he prayed to Krishna, "O Krishna, show your personal form. So you will seek out Krishna's personal form only when you are blessed with this specific rasa. We are expansion of a specific rasa. Only when you are situated in that rasa, you start worshipping Krishna in that very rasa. So this bhajante is not possible unless we start rendering. Just like our spiritual master opened our eyes and told us that we are servant of Krishna. And then we are engaged in that service to Krishna. And when that relationship established between Krishna and us, that we are connected in a rasa, then machitta madgatta prana bodhayantaha parasparam kathayantascham mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha tushyanti. That when I am with Krishna, although I am his expansion, I am his part, he is the whole, he is the master, I am the instrument, but there is that spiritualization of rasa. I am that emanation of Krishna's rasa. We naturally, it doesn't happen artificially. And because of that, I am completely imbued in that rasa, in reciprocating with Krishna. Machitta madgatta prana. Krishna is my life. Like Brajvasis. For them, Krishna is not the absolute truth, the source of everything. For them, Krishna is their life. So Krishna is their life is a bigger aspect of the truth than Krishna as the source of everything. And hence, in this, tushyanti means we are naturally satisfied because we are one with Krishna. So gopis, they are fully satisfied when they are able to spend that night with Krishna, dancing with him, head to head, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet. That is their perfect celebration of their love for Krishna, their dedication for Krishna, their attachment for Krishna. Tushyanti means fully satisfied. So when we are fully satisfied, that is a state where we are very insignificant, but we are also equal to Krishna as far as our reciprocation is concerned. And then Krishna says, tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. So this process of being always in Krishna consciousness means you are always Krishna conscious. This is real monism, Srila Prabhupada said. 24 hours, whether it is privately or publicly, a devotee always is Krishna conscious. That being Krishna conscious is the real achintya oneness. How these devotees, for example, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, the Yashoda and her friends, all of them, they were completely absorbed in that Krishna consciousness. So that is the achintya oneness. Achintya oneness, right? Inconceivable. It is simply we cannot explain this by any material logic or material arguments. It is not possible. The absolute existence is like that. And that is why it says, tesam satate uktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam mam yeno mam upayantite. So dadami buddhi yogam, Krishna gives the intelligence. Just like Krishna gives the intelligence to Arjuna how to fight, Krishna gives us intelligence how to preach about his glories. Krishna gives intelligence for everything, and in particularly to remain connected to him, and in particular to please him, do everything for his pleasure, because everything is there for Krishna's pleasure. So and then buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means Krishna reveals himself, and Krishna reveals all aspects of devotional service to all of us. And then it says, tesam evanu kampartam aham ajnana jamtamaha nasayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Even if we are perfected being, like the cowherd damsels of Braj, they are fully connected to Krishna. Their life is completely dedicated to Krishna. But then they are in perplexity. They have their own family. They have their own children. They have their own husband. They have their own in-laws. That means there are so many impediments to get united with Krishna. So to get connected to Krishna, there is perplexities. Not only in this material world because of our own ignorance of Krishna, but also in the spiritual world. And that makes the spiritual dynamics also very interesting, not boring. So in Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, we see Krishna alone, one independent cognitive substance, a cognitive personality, how he expands and becomes many for his celebration. And in that, the nature of his energy expansion, in which there is tiny scope of volition or free will, makes the whole world to be in complete confusion if we are not very careful. And that is how that is what has happened to all of us who are in this material world. Somewhere we didn't remain connected to that all-cognizant independent personality, and hence we are always residing in his shadow from time immemorial. And we need to understand this philosophy in a very careful way, such that our performance of bhakti becomes very natural. It is by Krishna's empowerment a devotee worships Krishna. So Krishna empowers me to worship him. Krishna empowers me to speak about him. Krishna empowers me with 64 arts such that I can become Krishna's friend, Krishna's parents, Krishna's lover. This is the one holistic existence. There is nothing but Krishna. That is why in Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta, Krishna is life. Krishna is life. That is the highest import of any other knowledge, like the knowledge Krishna is source of unlimited universes, Krishna is the source of space and time, Krishna is all pervading, Krishna provides, you know, all our need, the varieties of knowledge. But the ultimate knowledge is Krishna is life, the way, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, the cowherd men and women, all of them, they understood Krishna is their life. They, in that notion, there is no notion of the absolute truth, the way we try to understand. But that is the real arrangement of whole and part. Krishna is the whole, and the Brajvasis are his eternal part, and they are all connected in oneness to please Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question, comment? Yes.
Back to the theme of Achintya Advaita Vedanta. When we are inside space and time, sometimes we think, okay, Krishna's Gokul Vrindavan is here, Golok Vrindavan is there. But outside of space and time, there's no difference. It's simultaneously like one and different. Can you explain this? Okay, Krishna's world is the material world, and also simultaneously it's in the spiritual world, but at the same time it's one and different.
Yeah, you say that in the same Vrindavan Dham we are. In the same Vrindavan Dham, we are here, but we are not aware of rasa in which Krishna celebrates with his devotees. Right? But when the six Goswamis were here, they had no problem. Okay? They had access to that space and time where they could reciprocate with Krishna. They could release the pastimes of Krishna. In fact, they could see Krishna's pastime without any interruption. So the space and time, when we allow Krishna to hide, remains separate from him. But in the same space and time, when you connect Krishna, you know how to connect Krishna, so full rasa descends. They're there, but it is the same space and time is separate. Like we are in Vrindavan, is still separate from Krishna because we are not in that consciousness. You elevate your consciousness. You are one with Golok. You are one. But the moment you are not in that consciousness, your knowledge of Krishna is not complete. As long as it is not complete, you remain in that separated space and time.
Can I ask one more question? How do you defeat the argument that in India, generally it's understood that the ultimate destination is Brahma? And they will say, okay, Krishna's world exists in the material world, but ultimately, how do you defeat this argument that the ultimate destination is Brahma and
not Krishna?
Yeah, not Krishna. How do you defeat this argument?
Ah, okay. Great. So, we say Brahman and Krishna non-different. How do you look at Brahman? Okay, what is that idea of Brahman? Like just now I did an experiment where when space and time are withdrawn, everything is shrinking. So when everything shrinks, what happens to you? According to the Brahman, you go back to your eternal self, which is tiny spiritual spark. That is what you are, and that is what you become in this Brahma Jyoti. You become a suspended particle there, and that is what is Brahma Badi, Brahman. But you cannot explain anything else from where variegatedness is coming. You cannot explain the nature. You cannot explain also the Mayavadi theory of that I am one with the Brahman. You cannot explain how that Brahman became tiny particles or tiny individual entity. You cannot explain, because by definition the Brahman is unclimbable. You cannot separate it. Right? Sorry, you cannot divide it. Right? The Brahman cannot be divided. Brahman cannot be cut into pieces. So if you are that one Brahman, how then it has become different individuality? All these things are there in Prabhupada's purport in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You can look at that. But more important is that the absolute truth as a whole is full of action, full of rasa. He is inconceivable personality. In that inconceivable personality, he exists as one but simultaneously many, and he can manifest. But the idea of Brahman that people talk about, this is simply mere speculation. By speculating, you cannot establish the truth. We have to establish the truth by the revealed sound, by Shastra. And that is how we establish that how absolute truth alone originally is Krishna and has become unlimited Vaikuntha and unlimited Ramandas. So that is by Shastra logic we can, not by any speculative knowledge.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. It was very philosophical, touching on the Third Vaishnava Compound philosophy. I have a few questions, especially when you are referring that the symptoms of death. First symptom would be that earth element, smell, sensation is gone. But I mean, the body is still there, and body, when we say earth element, it is the bones, it is the...
No. Earth is a scientific concept. If the moment you understand what is earth, water, air, fire, ether, you are a really paka scientist. Okay? So, this earth is a tattva in this body that gives me the ability to smell. When I get, just like this pain is separated. Right? Is separated. So, when it is attached, it is attached. So, my body, the cognitive aspect of this body depends on five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. So, when in this body, earth gets separated from me, from my body, I lose the ability to smell. This is a very, very, you know, it requires certain training to understand it.
So when the
time of death comes, slowly these elements get separated from you. Yes. That is how you die.
So,
And that is how at least yogis die. The yogis die this way. They have the ability to separate each element one by one, one by one. And through the Brahmarandra, they fix the time of departure and go back to the spiritual world. Yeah.
Thank you. So this means that the earth where we are living and the tattva of earth that you are saying are different.
Yes. In earthly planet also is made up of five elements. Every planetary system is made up of five elements. Five elements are all pervading all through the universe. Okay? So all that you can say that, yes, there people think that earth means mitti. No, that is not earth. That is not earth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
May I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
You are saying that God is all pervading, and you are referring to the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto, where Kapila Muni is telling Devahuti. In that connection, Lord says that God is all pervading in inanimate as well as animate beings, and you are also referring until the Lord entered into all, everything was not active. Yeah? So, in that case, you are giving the example of a table. So, how does the Lord pervade in a table? And we know usually Paramatma is the one who witnesses the activities of a Jivatma. In the case of a table, how do we understand that? How the Lord pervades?
The Lord is cognizant of this table. He is cognizant. But you are not cognizant. You don't pervade here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, my consciousness pervades my body. That is why I am cognizant of this body. And as I told you, at the time of death, the earth part first gets separated. And one element they get separated and lose that ability of cognition. Okay, so unless I pervade, I will not be cognizant of this. And you may ask that, why this is not cognizant itself? This is not cognizant itself because there is no the cognitive element here, the original cognitive element, which are jivas. Even if jivas are here, they are highly dormant. Right? The jiva you and jiva I is fully blossomed. Same jiva in the plant is covered consciousness. Right? So, 8.4 million species, different levels of consciousness. And this is fully dormant consciousness.
And in the connection of Veda Veda Tattva, you are referring that when we are cognizant, then we are avidya, aveda, and otherwise...
Cognizant of Krishna, that Krishna is my life. It's not very easy thing. As I told you, for Brahma to understand Krishna is the source, he has to perform 100 years of tapasya.
That is one more question, Prabhuji, because we know that if someone has to become Brahma, he should be very qualified. After becoming qualified, why did he forget?
By Krishna's arrangement, anybody can forget, including Lord Shiva. Including Lord Shiva.
So
yes.
Lord's leader that he forgot and then...
Yeah, he can make anyone forget. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's already time, right? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.